It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs change. America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening around the clock, around the globe, crying out for a revival in 1,000 cities in this nation. We have a very important guest on today. Could be one of the most important interviews that I have done during my time here on BP in the past 10 months. So we're going to get Pastor Brian Boer, author and leader, speaker, on the phone with us right now. And we're going to talk about his new book. So here is Brian Boer. Okay, it's good to have here on BPN Radio today, Brian Boer. A man who's been my friend for over 25 years, a long time. And Brian is a spiritual motivator, Bible teacher, best known for his ability to share simple truths seasoned with humor. Brian brings his listeners to a fresh understanding of the Word of God. Brian centers his teaching around faith, knowing who we are in Christ. Brian and his wife, Kimberly, have enjoyed 35 years of pastoral ministry. Since 1980, they've been building up the body of Christ, taking the gospel into all the world. Brian and Kimberly, current pastor, River City Church in Washington, Missouri, a church where I've ministered at several times over the years. I recorded one of my prayer series in that church several years ago. So, Brian, welcome to BPN Radio.
Well, thank you, Dale. Good to be on the broadcast. And I want to thank you guys for allowing us to speak on this important subject today.
Well, let's talk about your new book, A Storm is Coming to America. I understand it all started with a dream you had in July. Can you tell us about your dream?
Yes, July 18th of this year, I just went to bed normally like we normally do on a Saturday. Spent that part of that day, you know, in prayer. Spent that time studying, preparing. But in the middle of the night, I had what we call a supernatural dream. And the Bible tells us in the book of Joel, chapter 2, that young men will dream dreams or see visions, and old men will dream dreams. And so I don't know where that places me, whether I'm a young man or an old man, but I like to say it this way. I believe it places me as a man that believes in the supernatural.
Yeah, yeah.
That God speaks to us through visions, and he speaks to us through dreams.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he also speaks to the church and to the nations through the prophetic voice, which we believe that anointing is on Dale Gentry very much this day. And so I had this dream about prayer, America, the church, and radical Islam, how the government of our country through President Barack Obama, that there was an influence, a greater influence of the government coming to the church to try to control the church. So I'll just give you a brief synopsis of this dream. I was there at this church, and the name of the church was Love Chapel, and to my knowledge, I don't know why I know the name was Love Chapel. But I just know the name of the church was Love Chapel. There were 10,000 people there. The only reason I know 10,000 people were gathered, the administrator, which was the pastor's husband. This church was pastored by a woman. I saw this woman very clearly in the spirit. She was a Hispanic woman, but there was a great anointing upon her. And one of the reasons why I contacted you immediately, because, you know, I probably haven't seen you in several years in the flesh, but I looked over to my right, and there you were standing next to me. And we were on the second row of this church, and I looked around, and it seemed though we might be speaking, because this is where the speakers and some of maybe what you would call some VIPs were sitting. Mm-hmm. And this church was a praying church. This lady was leading in prayer. She was walking across this platform praying. Once in a while, she would hand the microphone over to her husband, and he would exhort just for a moment. But primarily, the anointing to pastor, to lead, and to pray was on this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I had awakened from this dream, further revelation came unto me. And one of the revelations that came unto me by the Spirit of God is that there is a shift taking place in the body of Christ right now from man power to woman power. What this means is that there is a generation of women rising up that will walk in a supernatural leadership, mm-hmm. a supernatural anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this dream, we're praying, we're moving. There's a big fat organ playing there, type music going on in this church. We're praying, prophesying, and that's basically what this meeting was about. There was not a preaching meeting, it was a prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, as I was watching the platform from the side door of this great church in the spirit, President Barack Obama walked out of the side door and walked on the platform. And to my amazement, I was shocked, first of all, that he would be there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I did not truly believe that he believed in what was going on. And so in my mind, I thought, well, maybe they knew he was going to be here, of course. and maybe he's going to speak, maybe he's going to share. He is the president of our country, and he began to walk toward this lady as though he was going to maybe give an announcement, greet the people, say something in this church, because all nations were represented in this church.
Mm-hmm.
So he reached out to try to take the microphone from this lady, and she pulled back the microphone, pulled her arm back. She would not yield the microphone to the president. She did not allow him to take over the authority of what was taking place on that platform. And she was walking across there praying, prophesying, exhorting, encouraging people to pray. He was walking alongside of her. Every time she would turn, he would turn. He would try to reach out to take the microphone at every turn. She would not yield the microphone to the president, even though he's a man of great power. The Spirit of the Lord told me in this dream that the president is a man in authority. But we are people of authority also. That I'm a man, Dale Gentry is a man in authority. And our authority is a different type. His is a power authority, but ours is a supernatural energy and power that he does not have at this moment. He does not have this type of authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, first of all, we do respect our president. We are not throwing the president nor Islam under the bus. But we understand that principalities and powers work through personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is a door that is being opened, which is called a dark scheme, that is being opened right now by the president. And that the president has intentions that are not in line with our founding fathers, Christianity, and the church, and that we need to be awakened right now about what's taking place in America. And as the president was walking across there, this lady did not yield. She would not turn over the microphone to the president. And I believe a normal person, a normal man, maybe not filled with the anointing of God, just a normal minister, probably would have, out of respect, turned over and said, you know, it's good to have the president here today and he's going to come greet you. But this lady was not in that vein. She would not yield her voice and the voice of that platform over to the president. And so I was watching this, and all of a sudden, he walks down the side of the platform, comes down the stairs, and walks right up to me. And I'm thinking, my goodness, here I am. Now I'm face to face with the president. He takes me by the arm. He starts kind of shaking me, both hands on my shoulders, and he begins to command me to give him my keys. And I didn't even know what he was referring to. I'm still in shock at this time. I'm still wondering what's going on. So he's shaking me, mm-hmm. telling me to give him the keys, give up the keys, hand me your keys. And so basically I reached in my pocket and I felt keys in my pocket. And I had a tight grip on them. And the grip that he had on me and the wrestling that we did took us from the second row right up front where everybody could see this wrestle. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me about this. First of all, the battle is not between me and the president. I'm just representing a group of people. And this battle is not going to take us backwards. This fight, this storm that's upon the church and upon America is going to take us to the forefront. It's going to move us. It's going to advance us forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that was happening while this wrestling match was taking place, authoritative prayer was still taking place on that platform. And this lady, she was praying in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would pray in the spirit, it seemed that it would energize me humanly, physically, supernaturally, to keep standing when it looked like I should yield to the president, which represented the, which represents the government. It seems that I should yield these keys over to him. But at the present time, I did not even know what we were wrestling about. But there was an advancement taking place because of authoritative prayer of the church. And basically, authoritative prayer is the key to cause the church to advance right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Dale Gentry is one person that has stood for authoritative prophetic prayer for many, many years. And I want to commend you, Brother Dale, on that, because it seems that there were times that you were coaching and mentoring and calling out for prayer warriors to arise, and it seemed that you were standing by yourself. But I do see the turning of the tide.
Mm-hmm.
I see a new generation arising that will lift up their voice, that will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked,
mm-hmm.
that will not allow terrorists and torment and radical Islam to advance, that we see that the line has been drawn in the sand, and we're going to stand our ground through authoritative prayer. And so in this dream, in this vision, the president, after he got through wrestling with me, he looked at me, he let go of me, and him and I are about the same height. And he looked at me with a very, you know, confused look on his face, very displeased. He's very displeased with the church. He doesn't know what to do. But he was very displeased, and he pointed his finger at me. And when he pointed his finger went right up close to my face, and he said, "I don't like you." And I said back to him, "I don't know why you're mad at me. I haven't done anything personally against you. I never really was one that spoke out against the president publicly. I did not vote for him, of course. But he said to me, I do not like you, just like a kid on a playground would look at another child and say, I do not like you. He said, I do not like you. Now, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me about that statement. He's not speaking about Brian Boer. He's not talking about me personally, but he's speaking about the body of Christ. Because he said unto me, the president said, I'll be watching you. I'm going to be keeping my eye on you. This battle, this match is not over with. And he turned around and went out the side door of that church, and the church continued to pray. And I'm standing there kind of shaking over what has happened. And I looked down in my hands, and I saw the keys of my church in my hands. I have keys on the other side to my automobile, but I have a key ring, and I saw the keys of the church. These were the keys that President Barack Obama is after. He is after the authority and the keys of the church. Some way, he desires to take over and gain more authority over the church. And the Spirit of the Lord told me there is a dark scheme taking place right now in the unseen behind the walls of the White House. Many times we don't know what's happening, but there is a dark scheme taking place right now. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me that there is a door being opened by President Obama that involves the Islamic people and the freedom of our country and our religious freedom, and that the president is building relationships like in Iran right now that will take years for us to understand what's taking place if the church does not take her place and rise up and pray and take back the authority that the president is trying to take from us.
Well, these are, Brian, these are pretty bold statements, because I know you've been in the ministry for a long time, and you've written this book exposing some of these schemes. And some pastors, of course, would say that you're a fearmonger, you're negative, because so many guys are prophesying, you know, great peace is coming, everything's going to be all right. And now you are revealing some things that even some pastors would oppose. Are you ready for that criticism?
Well, I don't believe anybody is ready for persecution. But Brother Dale, this persecution and this battle and this war is coming upon us, whether I'm ready or whether these other ministers are ready or not. Because I know that this is not a happy word. It's a what Dale Gentry would call, it's a warning word.
Yeah.
It's a word to warn us, to prepare us, to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that I know a lot of people may not appreciate this word, but the Spirit of the Lord told me something about this word. This is not a word of fear. This is actually a word of hope.
Yeah.
Because the end result, as the church rises up, they begin to advance through authoritative prayer. And authoritative prayer is what Dale Gentry is all about.
Yeah.
He's one of the people that teaches this type of prayer that causes the enemy to stay in his place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I've been looking, I concur. I've been looking at the contents of your new book, which I believe is available on Amazon and maybe on your website. I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to reading the book. And I do believe, Brian, there's a warning to the church. And, you know, I've been over the years, since 1990, I used to send out a monthly word from the Lord. Some people thought I was sending out the same thing every month, but sending out prophetic words. But it's amazing that in the last several weeks, I've been getting very little in the spirit, but I know that you are a man that hears from God, and I believe that there are other voices that are rising to give warning to the church. And I believe that, you know, the prophetic voice, I believe when I give personal prophecies, always it's always grace with great hope and affirmation, confirmation. But I believe that the true work of the prophet, the prophetic voice, is to give words to the church, the city, and the nation. And I guess that you're sending a message to the church to wake up. Is that correct?
That is correct, Brother Dale. One thing that I believe the Holy Spirit told me, he told me to share with people that we are not to fear evil. We're not to fear the evil that is present around us. And the Psalms, the 23rd Psalm says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, there's one thing that is worse than living in fear, and that's living in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists operate through fear.
Mm-hmm.
Radical Islam is a fear-motivated religion
mm-hmm.
that wants world dominance. And the president has said in his book, and I'm going to quote this to you, what he said in his book, because he wrote a book called Audacity of a Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the president states, he said, "I will stand with the Muslims should the political world shift in an ugly direction." Well, that's coming right out of his own book, out of his own mouth. He's already told us if the political winds shift in an ugly direction, he's going to stand with the Muslims. And this is what's taking place right now
mm-hmm.
in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of people that are standing up. It seems that this terminology and ideology is on the front page of the news
yeah.
and on Fox News and CNN News, and some of the statements that have been made here recently with Ben Carson and mm-hmm. Donald Trump and
mm-hmm.
and some of the people that are running right now, I believe people are seeing that there is a battle and a fight against ISIS, radical Islam, and our present-day freedoms that is at risk if we do not expose and get ready for this war and this battle. We
mm-hmm.
must stand up this very hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day, I have to overcome fear,
yeah.
just like anybody else would, because God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, the spirit of torment. And that's what terrorists is all about. It is a mental torment to silence us, to take our freedom. But I believe the church is something to be reckoned with, that we must lift up our voice, and that's the reason I begin to put this in writing, because this is what Brother Dale told me to do years ago, that I'm going to write books that have never been written.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go places that I've never been. I'm going to say things I've never said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see people that I've never saw.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also said to write this dream and put it in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to me sharing this, it seems that there were very few friends that wanted to get on board. But I want to commend Dale Gentry. He stood with this dream, and a few other people did not back down when I began to describe what I was seeing in the spirit. Thank you, Brother Dale.
Well, you're welcome, Brian. And I know that there are men that need to speak the truth like yourself, and the church needs to wake up. That's a wake-up call. And we have, we're moving into a season of neutrality where silence has become the majority. We become the silent majority. And I'm thankful that you're speaking out on subjects that need to be talked about. And I'm just looking over the contents of your book, and I want to remind everybody that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We have pastor and leader Brian Boron with us today from Washington, Missouri, which is near St. Louis, and we're talking about his brand-new book, A Storm is Coming to America. And how do you describe that storm?
Well, the storm, of course, has to do with our religious freedoms combined with radical Islam, a Antichrist spirit that is being released through personalities and governments. The Antichrist spirit hates the anointing. It hates anything that symbolizes the true God, our God. And there's a difference between the God that we believe in God we trust, and Allah. They're not the same God.
No.
And so this bad blood is very biblical. It goes all the way back to Abraham, the Bible days, where we have Ishmael and we have Isaac. We have two nations rising up. We have the Persian Empire, the Babylonian system coming out of one. We have a war, the first war of the Bible, is found in Genesis 14, where Abraham had to go rescue Lot, and basically the people that he had to rescue Lot from were the descendants of Elam, which were the descendants of Noah, which are present-day Iranians today. And so this bad blood is very biblical. And this fight is not going away, Brother Dale. This is going to be a fight till the end. World War III is upon us. And this war, World War III, is not going to be a battle that's just fought in the Middle East. But World War III will be a spiritual battle of beliefs, religion. And it will be the radical Islamic people rising up against not only Israel, not just the Jewish people, but radical Islam will also try to fight the Catholics, all major believers of Jesus Christ. And this war is not going to just be fought in that territory, but it will also be fought in U.S., in America, because terrorists are trying to infiltrate our country right now in our society and try to threaten us with fear. Mm-hmm. But authoritative prayer is the key that causes the storm to become a non-influential power over our freedoms.
Okay. So in your first chapter, when you say the Muslims are coming, that's what's happening now?
Well, the first chapter of this book, and like I said, like you said earlier, Brother Dale, you can go on to Amazon and you can get this book as a paperback book or on your Kindle device or your iPhones or Androids. Mm-hmm. You can download it there and read it. Mm-hmm. But the first chapter has to do the Muslims are coming. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a shout out to two people, which I call spiritual historians, that I was a student of these two men. One was called Lowell Lumstrom. He was from South Dakota. He wrote a book years ago that I began to read, reread, and study. He wrote a book called The Muslims Are Coming. That's the first chapter. The last chapter is called Jihad, the Holy War, and I studied after Lester Sumrall, mm-hmm. which he had a book under that title also. Well, these two men, they're in heaven today, and they wrote these books in the early 80s, and their word, their prophetic word, was before time, and they spoke about the day that we're living in. And the Muslims are coming. They're coming in full force because Muslims are outnumbering Christians as a growing religion, because Muslims are having more children, where America is basically avoiding their future.
Yeah. Yeah, 55 million. 55 million babies have been aborted. So I hear what you're saying.
Yes. And so basically, I do believe that there are peace-seeking Muslims. And I want that to be known. I do believe that they're peace-seeking Muslims. And there's probably Muslims that do not want war and trouble. But at the same time, they're taught out of the Quran. And the Quran, teaches this ideology of destroying infidels, beheading the infidel, mm-hmm. wiping the infidels off the face of the earth, basically. Mm-hmm. And so even though there's peacekeeping Muslims in America, as the president keeps telling us, there's peacekeeping Muslims, mm-hmm. it seems that when the stuff that takes place in the world, like the beheading of these Christian Egyptians, it seems that we do not hear the voices of these peacekeeping Muslims rising up, denouncing and renouncing what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And so the ideology of this battle and this war against infidels is still planted as a seed within Muslims. And so we have them among us. This seed to destroy infidels is planted within a heart of a Muslim as they study the Quran. And my warning is to be watchful and be alert, because there's a lot of people living in America that are peacekeeping Muslims that still have that seed planted on the inside of them. And I believe that we're going to see a harvest of that seed planted on the inside of them. Now, when ISIS beheaded these 21 workers in Egyptian, the White House issued a press release condemning the act, but it would not call the victims Christians. These radical Islamic people who did the killing openly said they were murdering these people because of their faith. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of protection that the president gives the Muslim people. Mm-hmm. And we should be really concerned about this. And even though the president is on his way out, I have a feeling that we have not seen nor heard the last of Barack Obama. I believe that he will be in our future. Mm-hmm. That we're going to have to battle him in our future for a long time, and we're going to have to battle the laws and the agreements that he puts in order as a president.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have prophesied, and I know that a lot of people have disagreed with me, but I've been prophesying for several months that I still see the Obamas living in the White House come 2017. And I believe that America, particularly Christians, they're just thinking somehow that the next president, if we can get the right man elected president, that he, or I say woman, that man or woman is going to save us. But we don't realize that we are 14, 15 months away from even a new president taking office. A lot of things are transpiring. A lot of things are happening. And I believe everything can be turned around in the next 12 months if we as the church do not pray. We know how to pray. The disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray. They didn't say teach us how to pray. Sometimes we misquote that scripture. They did not say teach us how to pray. They said teach us to pray. And I believe the church must be taught to pray, because we already know how to pray. But the forces of evil that are upon us reminds me of the time of Noah, where they did not pay any attention, did not understand until the flood came, took them all away.
That's
and
true.
So we're living, I believe, in those days, those times, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall
true.
It be. And so we're living in those days. I salute you for your bravery, your boldness, and your obedience in writing this book and giving these warnings. I know you have a chapter on Iran. You have a chapter on how we can stop ISIS. You have some good news for the believers. And then, of course, you talk about the storm is coming to the church. Tell me what do you think about, because I know we have limited time, but tell me what you think about how the church is facing the storm and what the church is to do.
Well, first of all, part of the storm that's coming to the church has to do with our religious freedoms. The president or the government or the personalities that operate through principalities that dislike the church, these are unseen powers. And I call these Antichrist spirits. that are released through governments and through radical religions, such as radical Islam, and also through our president. I believe this Antichrist spirit is being released through people such as him. And the church, of course, of America is under a protection of the separation of church and state, where the government arms are limited, and you well know about his arms are limited. The president and the government's arms are limited to how far they can reach to the church.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we're going to see a war on our 503C nonprofit organization. I believe we're going to see a war against the tax deductions that Christians and believers' charitable giving, their charitable donations to churches and ministries, that they're allowed to take that and withhold that from their, you know, taxes at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to see a war on these freedoms, such as those that I've spoken about, and what we're actually able to speak about. You know, just like we saw maybe a year ago in Houston, Texas, where the mayor came out and said that they wanted, you know, the sermon outlines handed in. Well, that seemed far-fetched, but I do believe in the name of Jesus that we're going to see where the government will try to control what a person says over the airwaves, such as yourself, because you're speaking out, you know, you're speaking morality, and they do not want us to mix the two. So I believe we're going to see laws and an Antichrist spirit try to control the church. Now, America, with all its flaws, is a blessed nation. And the reason, one reason we're blessed is because the majority of finances that goes to the nations to support missions, to support the work of God, comes from America. And so there are several reasons why America still has an element of blessing, or we could call it an element of grace and mercy upon it, because the government allows us to give our money and take it off our income at the end of the year, which causes a blessing upon us for giving, but it also releases some type of blessing on our country.
Yes.
But when that is tampered with, there's going to be some dark days financially once that is tampered with. And I see that happening as the storm increases against the church. Now, you asked me a great question, Margo. What can the church do? Well, it's time for pastors and leaders to begin what we call prayer meetings again. Starting prayer back in the church. Prayer service. Designated prayer services. Now, it's going to take a while for the American church, which is used to having, you know, their meal their way, to get back in the mode of praying. Because the American church hasn't been taught to pray like it should, like needs to take place, like you're trying to bless the people with this subject. And the reason the American church does not pray, and I'm going to quote from Dr. Paul Yonggi Cho, that has the largest church in the world in Korea. He said the reason the church does not pray, number one, is because the church does not know what prayer can accomplish. Number two, they do not realize that prayer can push back the powers of darkness. So a lot of people believe that, you know, prayer is a waste of time. But I want to know, the church needs to begin maybe Wednesday night prayer meeting like it was designed years ago, people to pray.
I agree absolutely. Hey, Brian, I've lost you for a moment. Just want to let everybody know that you're listening to BPN Radio, and I'm visiting here with Brian Bohr from Washington, Missouri. Okay, Brian. Maybe. Brian, we had a slight interruption. I'm back on the air with you now. And it's so good to have you talking to us. We had a little interruption, which should not come as any surprise to us. I really appreciate you taking time to share what the storm you see coming to America, the storm coming to the church. And I'm so thankful that you gave a proper response. There is a remedy, and the remedy is prayer. The church got to get back to corporate prayer. And I can remember, you know, I started, Gene and I started traveling in 1985 as the prayer associates to a man who was calling the nation to pray and was praying with the president and had a very effective prayer ministry. And so I can remember in the 90s where Gene and I were out, and we would spend sometimes several weeks at a time praying with churches who were calling upon the name of the Lord day and night. So, you know, I don't think it's too complicated. Do you?
No, I don't think it's complicated at all. I believe that if a person could see the vision that I had, how this prayer meeting was conducted, that it will stop the voice of the American government from interfering with our liberties, our Christian liberties, and also it will have the power to stop what we would call radical religions from taking control of the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I believe that you are issuing a wake-up call. And I just want to thank you for taking time to be on the broadcast today. And I know that you have, this is a new book, but it's not your only book. You've written several books, and, you know, you've written some books that are tremendous. And I know that people can get this book and other books just by going to Amazon. If they want to, contact you, find out more about your ministry, what's happening there with you. I know that you have a website. What is your web address?
Well, basically, it's pastorbrian.us, and then we have developed a brand new website called astormiscoming.us, and if a person wants to contact us through the telephone, the phone number here at the office is 636-239-5944. And I hope you can splice all this back together and get the word out. And I believe that it'll be a blessing.
Absolutely.
To the body of Christ.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your faithfulness, Brian, your friendship over the years. I've known you as a true man of God, a faithful man of God. And I'm delighted to have you on the broadcast today. And before we run out of time, I want you to pray. However the Holy Spirit leads you, I've made a commitment on BPN that I'll not talk about anything I won't pray about. We won't talk about, if we can't pray about it, we won't talk about it. So I know that there is a call to pray to the church, and that's why that I have, you know, that's why I've spent these many years as a prayer leader in this nation, because I believe there is still hope for our land. God, by the Holy Spirit, has never told me to stop. And so I'm just going to keep praying because I believe that there is hope, and the hope is in prayer. So, Brian, why don't you pray? It's good to have you on today.
Okay. Father God, we're grateful. We're thankful that we have the ability to speak. And, Lord, we pray that you amplify the voice of prayer through Brother Dale Gentry, but also that you amplify the voice through the church. And Lord, we pray for America. We pray for President Barack Obama. We pray for the Muslims of the world. We believe, Father, that you would speak, that you would intervene, that divine visions and dreams of Jesus Christ would be revealed unto many Muslims, that they would see Jesus as their Redeemer and as their Savior. And Lord, we know that when Jesus died, that he died for all nations, all people, all races of people. So, Lord, we're not here to hate on any people today, but we're asking you to have mercy, have grace, pour out your spirit, pour out the power of God. We pray that the blinders of pastors, the blinders that are on the eyes of pastors will be taken off in the name of Jesus. That we would see the hour that we're living in, that it's an hour to lift up our voice, to stand, to be forewarned about the storm that's coming. Father, we pray right now that the church would rise up, that we would be what you called us to be, people of prayer, people of power. Lord, we release the prophetic voice through this radio broadcast, through Brother Dale Gentry, through the broadcast here today. We release it upon the nations. We believe the powers of darkness, the principalities and powers that operate through personalities such as the governments of the world and radical religions of the world, that these powers would be diffused right now in the name of Jesus. That we see a church rising up. We see a new generation rising up. And Father, it may take a storm to get the people to pray, but Lord, let the voice of the prophets be heard, because your word says in Amos 3:7 that you do nothing without first revealing your secrets to the prophets. So I pray right now that this voice would go forth, and Lord, that we will be able to stop and hinder the powers of darkness that are trying to operate on our country to interfere with our religious freedoms, to stop and to no longer control and to interfere with us preaching this glorious gospel. Mm-hmm. We ask this in Jesus' name, that name, that whosoever calls on that name shall be saved.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy being released today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brian Bohr, and that is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, B-O-H-E-R, Brian Bohr. And it's good to have you listening in today. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
One more thing before you go. I want us to pray. I want you to pray, because we have only a couple of minutes left. But I certainly concur with what you're saying concerning women rising up to preach the gospel and declare the word of the Lord. And we know this is a people group that has by and large been prevented from having access to the church as far as preaching is concerned. And if a woman does not have not able to come alongside her husband, we know that there's great limitations. But I know that you have a book called a chapter in your book called Rising Woman Power in the Church. And I know we don't have time to talk about that much today, but I've been prophesying that the next people group is women and young people that's going to rise out of obscurity, begin to preach. And I know that you have confirmed that in your dream, in your prophetic dream, and in your book. And so would you just take a couple of minutes to pray for these women? They'll come out of obscurity, preach. And I misspelled your name a while ago, even though you've been my friend a long time. It's B-O-H-R-E-R, in case you're wanting to know. And Brian, of course, is the pastor of a church there in Washington, Missouri, which is near St. Louis, River City yes. Church, Washington, Missouri. Okay, well, let's conclude with just a couple of minutes before you go. We're just about out of time, but I want you to pray concerning women coming out of obscurity, women rising to preach the gospel, declare the word of the Lord like you saw in your dream.
Yes. Well, I saw women rising up through this woman that I saw on the platform that refused to yield her voice And right now, of course, you know, there's a movie out called The War Room that teaches people how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that we're going to see mighty women rise up, and we have powerful women already in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
But I believe there's going to be more and more women and young people, mm-hmm. as you said, rise up, mm-hmm. that will pray, preach, and proclaim the truth.
Yeah.
I believe there's an anointing, because the Spirit of God said in Joel and in the book of Acts that he'd pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. He said upon our handmaidens, upon mm-hmm. our sons, mm-hmm. and upon our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe right now in the name of Jesus that there's some powerful women
yeah.
that have been in their prayer closet,
yeah.
but they're about to get on the platform of churches, churches that are driving and dead and
yes.
don't know the answer, what
yes.
to do.
That's
but
right.
a woman's going to rise up, and they're going to begin to speak,
uh-huh.
and the anointing's going to begin to be released.
Yeah.
And so we believe that is taking place, and we pray for that, and I thank you, Father, right now that you would bless the future, and you would bless our future, because our future always involves women and giving birth,
yeah.
and we believe that is a spiritual concept,
yes.
that women will carry a dream, and they will conceive, and they will give birth
mm-hmm.
to great things in our future,
yeah.
and we pray for that, and we believe it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name. I agree with you, Brian.
Jesus
thank you.
Name.
Thank you for being on BPN Radio today. God bless
oh,
you.
Welcome.
And I just encourage everybody to get the book, A War is Coming to America. A Storm is Coming to America. And I know they're going to be greatly enlightened. They can get that on Amazon. Thank
right.
you for being on today, Brian.
Yes.
Talk to you
okay.
later.
Thank you a lot, Brother Dale. And the best way to get that book quickly to them is for them to go to Amazon and in the search box put in Brian Boer, B-O-H-R-E-R, and that book will come to them, and they can download it. In fact, the release date on that book is the 30th, and so this is a pre-release
uh-huh.
moment that we're speaking about of great things. Love you, Dale.
Fantastic.
Love you, Gene. God bless you.
Thank you, Brian. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's been good to have Brian Boren with us today, and we have run out of time here on BPN today, and trust he'll be back tomorrow at the same time, or any time actually, as we pray for revival in America. I would like to remind you that if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and you can put in your prayer request, and we will be praying for you. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being a part as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.